AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI says the motive is still a mystery for the gunman who tried to assassinate former President Trump.
We have a clear idea of mindset, but we are not ready to make any conclusive statements regarding motive.
20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks was shot and killed at Trump's July 13th rally in Pennsylvania. FBI Special Agent Kevin Rojek says Crooks searched online for both Trump events and events for President Biden.
And then when this event was announced, the Trump rally was announced early in July, he became hyper-focused on that specific event and looked at it as a target of opportunity.
Special Counsel Jack Smith filed a new indictment against Trump yesterday over his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. And Sagar Magani reports since then, Trump's been posting on his social media network.
They include posts calling for trying or jailing Smith and House lawmakers who investigated the Capitol riot, and posts with images referencing the QAnon conspiracy theory. Trump also reposted a doctored image made to look like President Biden, Vice President Harris, Hillary Clinton, and others were in prison jumpsuits. He's railed recently at campaign managers, urging him to focus on policy messages rather than personal attacks, and seemed to overrule the advice last week during a rally.
Do I still have to stick to policy?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz are on a two-day bus tour through southeast Georgia. They'll sit down for an interview with CNN tomorrow, her first since launching her presidential bid. Israel's launched a major military operation in the occupied West Bank. At least 10 Hamas militants have been killed. And the CDC now says at least 8 people have died after being infected with listeria from Boar's Head deli meats. Boar's Head's recalled more than 7 million pounds of deli products. This is AP News. A former Las Vegas area Democratic politician has been found guilty of murder and sentenced to life in prison with parole eligibility at 20 years. Lisa Dwyer has more on the case.
Robert Tellis was found guilty of killing investigative journalist Jeff German, who wrote articles critical of Tellis's conduct in elected office. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter was stabbed to death in September 2022. Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson says the jury decision sends a clear message.
Did any attempts to silence the media or to silence or intimidate a journalist will not be tolerated.
Prosecutors presented overwhelming evidence against Tellis, including his DNA beneath German's fingernails. Tellis insisted that he was framed in the case. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.